We look up at a palm tree ringed with gold holiday lights. Text, Hallmark Movies and Mysteries presents. Title, Christmas in Montana. Text, a whiz-bang films production. A tall outdoor tree sparkles with red and gold lights in a downtown square. A woman arranges holiday cookies from a box onto a plate.
I saw that, Sarah.
Looks up.
Oops, don't tell my boss I was too busy to bake anything.
Your secret's safe with me, but only if I get the first one.
Done.
Hands him a cookie.
I need your help with something. Carson Ranch.
The cattle ranch in Montana.
That's the one. They need to take out a second loan to cover their losses from the drought.
Shakes head.
A lot of farms and ranches really suffered out there.
They did. The problem is, this loan isn't going to be approved unless the Carsons can show they can make the payments. Right now, they're barely breaking even.
So they need to cut their costs or increase their income.
Yeah, you tell that to Travis Carson. He's as stubborn as they come. Wants to do things his own way.
They sit.
Have you done a site visit?
Actually, that's where you come in. I want you to go.
She freezes.
Aren't site visits a VP thing?
Mm-hmm. Sarah, you're one of the best financial advisors we have. And we think you'd make an even better VP.
Leans back.
This is your chance to show it.
Thank you, Peter. I appreciate the opportunity more than you know. But full disclosure, I know nothing about ranching.
But that's exactly why I want you to go. You can analyze this business from a fresh perspective. Maybe find a solution that we didn't think of.
She shrugs.
Okay, then. Of course I'll go. Huh. So are you thinking early January?
We can't wait that long. No, this loan needs to close by Christmas. I need you to go tomorrow.
She pauses, then blanks.
Well, I can book a return flight for the 23rd, so no matter what happens, you'll be home for Christmas.
She stares at him, then looks down.
Sarah, what's wrong? This is a great opportunity.
It is. It's just... Chloe's Christmas break starts tomorrow.
Oh, well, bring her with you.
He throws up a hand. Sarah looks down to the side.
Look, I know that ever since Rob passed away, Christmas has been rough on you and Chloe.
He leans forward.
It just hasn't had the same feeling to it.
Well, right, so maybe a change of scenery would help. You'll get plenty of that in the big sky state.
He smiles.
Come on, I'm sure Chloe will love it.
She takes a deep breath and blinks. She smiles and nods. She dries dishes in the kitchen.
Do I have to come with you?
It's just for a couple of days, Chloe.
But Montana's like the wilderness. What if there's no Wi-Fi?
Looks up.
I think you have the wrong idea about what Montana is like.
Chloe holds up a phone.
Do you know what it's like?
No, but tomorrow we're both going to find out.
Her phone has a picture of a field. Chloe walks over to a shelf and looks at pictures of herself, her mom, and her dad. Sarah continues to dry dishes. She watches Chloe with a sigh. Tall snow-capped mountains with evergreen trees down their slopes stand against a blue sky. We look over a vast expanse of snowy mountains and hills, evergreens, and a wide blue sky on the horizon. A plane comes in for a landing. People walk down a busy small town street. An arched sign over the street reads Downtown Big Fork. People wear thick coats and beanies and hold hot drinks and holiday shopping bags. A car pulls up to a house with a statue of carolers in front. Sarah and Chloe wrap thin jackets around themselves and pull suitcases out of the trunk.
Is your jacket working?
Apparently not. Okay. Come on, sweetie.
Sarah grabs her briefcase and closes the trunk. They carry the bags inside.
Welcome to Kay's place.
Nice to meet you. I am Sarah Bradley, and this is my daughter, Chloe.
Hi.
Oh, you too look freezing. Come on in. Sit down, please.
Thank you.
While I get you checked in.
They sit.
And I will bring you some hot cider and some homemade fruitcake.
Thank you.
Chloe smiles and takes a plate. The hostess pours cider into a mug as Chloe takes a bite.
Well?
I've never actually had fruitcake before, so this is officially... the best fruitcake I've ever had.
I like you.
Thank you.
Oh, do you have a Wi-Fi password?
Oh, we don't have Wi-Fi.
I told you.
I'm joking.
Sarah looks down.
It's star. Big sky Christmas, exclamation point.
Even your Wi-Fi is Christmassy.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
She folds her hands.
Chloe, please don't be on your phone the whole time.
You're going to be working.
Scrolls phone.
I don't know what else to do.
Looks at phone.
Go down to the end of the block and turn right. There's a lot of cute holiday shopping.
Chloe looks at Sarah and grins. They walk down the street with hunched shoulders.
It was nice of Kay to loan us that hat and these mittens.
Yeah, except they don't have the little thingy on the fingertips to use on touchscreens.
You say that like it's a bad thing.
A large banner reads, Big Four Christmas Market, open now. Trees are decorated with Christmas ornaments. Large nutcracker statues stand behind benches made of hay bales. People mill about the stalls and shops. Sarah and Chloe walk around a shop filled with winter-themed snow globes and lanterns.
Oh, Mom, let's look over here.
Sure.
Hello. Hi. Welcome to St. Nick's Knickknacks.
Wow, that's the best name for a Christmas shop ever.
Well, it used to be called Jeff's Christmas Hut, but that didn't catch on.
They smile. Chloe picks up a charm.
Oh, sweetie, that's so pretty. You can put that on your charm bracelet.
Oh, that's okay. I don't wear that anymore.
Sarah blinks and sighs.
Can I help you find something else? A candy cane, perhaps? Or, oh, better, this candy cane. Right? Beautiful. Locally made. No, wait, better. Artisanal.
Which is another word for expensive.
As freakishly large candy canes go, it's a bargain.
Arm length.
You're a really good salesman.
Thank you. Not even my booth. Or my job. I'm just filling in for a friend's wife.
It's really nice of you.
Sarah nods.
That's how we do things around here.
He dips his chin. Chloe watches her mom.
Oh, well, you seem to have a knack for it.
Nailed it.
Wow, insane nick of time.
Oh, yeah. There was a line.
Too far?
Yeah.
Okay.
You just went right over that line.
I think it worked.
I thought it was funny.
Look, Mom, chocolate.
Oh, I guess I'm going this way.
Yeah, have a Merry Christmas.
You too.
Backs away.
Woo!
Sarah almost backs into a shopper. She smiles and shrugs at the man behind the counter, waves quickly, and follows Chloe out. The man's smile slowly fades. Clouds float above a valley ringed by tall, rugged, snowy mountains. Snow covers a field and fence. A car drives up to a large two-story house decorated with red and white snowflakes with evergreens and an American flag on a pole in the front yard. Chloe and Sarah get out of the car and look out at the scenery. Chloe smiles. Sarah slightly frowns. They turn to the house. Chloe squints up at it.
Wow. This is not how I pictured it.
It's beautiful.
Afternoon. Welcome to Carson Ranch.
Thank you.
Her daughter.
Well, I'm glad to meet you both. Well, let's find out where he is, huh? Beautiful day. Much warmer than yesterday.
They raise their eyebrows at each other and follow.
Wow. Luckily, people in Montana like serving warm beverages.
Chloe smiles. Sarah frowns.
Okay. Here you go.
Thank you.
Huh?
He pulls his phone out.
Here you go. Yeah, Junior's on his way back. Hey, our head ranch hand, JT's daughter's about your age. Name's Lexi. I think she's out back helping with the horses. Why don't I introduce you?
Okay.
Huh? Come on.
They hold their cocoa mugs and follow him out. A brownish-gray wooden barn is decorated with evergreen, snowflakes, and ribbons. Inside is strung with holiday lights. They walk past a horse.
Why do you guys decorate the inside of the barn?
Oh, the horses love Christmas, too. They like to pretend they're reindeer.
He nods seriously.
Oh, Lexi, there you are. This is Chloe. Her mom's here doing some business with us.
Waves.
Hi. Do you want to help me brush the horses?
Holds up brush.
I've actually never even pet a horse before. It's easy. Come on. She's really gentle. Go ahead.
Chloe's jaw drops and she turns to Sarah, who smiles. Chloe walks over.
Do I just circle it or?
Yeah, circle.
Okay.
Oh, you got it.
Like this?
Yeah.
Brushes horse.
Oh, he's so calm.
Sarah checks her phone.
Oh, I have to take this.
She ducks out of the barn. Pops walks over to the girls with the horse. Sarah sees the man from the market stall. She freezes and her jaw drops.
Hi.
He holds evergreen decorations.
Hi.
He frowns slightly.
So, this is where you really work?
Yes, my career in Christmas novelties was short but sweet.
She shifts from foot to foot.
What are you doing here?
Oh, I'm meeting with Travis Carson. He's expecting me. I'm Sarah Bradley.
Oh.
He takes off his glove and holds out his hand.
Travis, Carson.
They shake.
Really?
Yeah. What were you expecting? A gigantic belt buckle and a lasso?
Of course not.
Picks up decoration.
Oh, let me help.
Thank you.
She holds up the other end.
So I just want to say up front that we are on the same team, okay? We both want you to get that loan approved. You know that, right?
And I just want to say that Peter's recommendations to cut labor are a non-starter.
They straighten and face each other.
Those men are my family.
Well, that's why I'm here. To help you find a different way to get at the numbers you need to show the bank.
She nods.
And if you can't?
He squints.
I will.
She meets his gaze and nods again. He swallows and half smiles.
You know what? I just came over to say hello before we start tomorrow. I probably should get back to the inn and get some rest.
Of course.
He shifts and nods to her. She looks down and hurries back into the barn. He follows her in.
Looks good.
Sarah smiles as she sees Chloe and Lexi by the horse. Chloe strokes the horse's forehead.
How'd it go?
Oh, it's so fun.
Smiles.
It's way better working with a friend.
Thanks for inviting me to help.
Oh, Chloe, this is Travis Carson Jr.
Hello?
She grins.
The knick-knack guy.
Walks over.
I'm actually a rancher guy. And, if I may, this is my horse, Rustler. He's as gentle as they come.
Horse nudges Chloe.
Sorry, I'm still not really used to horses.
That's okay. Here's a funny thing about Rustler. He loves Christmas music. He does.
Travis lifts his chin and hums to Rustler.
There he is. Here, give it a try.
Oh, no, it's okay.
Come on, jingle bells, jingle
bells jingle all the way.
There you go. Good job, buddy. You have a real way with animals. You want to help with the chicks in the back barn?
Can we go right now?
Frowns.
We should be getting back.
Oh, yeah, you got to be back before rush hour.
Rush hour?
Nah, it's just some cattle crossing the road.
He smiles. They all look at Rustler. The inn is lit up brightly with Christmas lights at night.
So did you have fun today?
I guess.
Sarah turns.
What do you mean, you guess?
Chloe looks up from her phone.
It was okay.
You don't want to admit that I was right about Montana being an adventure.
Chloe half smiles.
So, does that mean you don't want to go back to the ranch with me tomorrow?
Shakes head slightly.
I didn't say that.
Sarah smiles and turns back to her suitcase on her bed. She smiles and shakes her head. The ranch is still lit up with Christmas lights as dawn breaks over the mountains. Travis arranges red candles on a Christmas display on an outdoor table on the porch. Pops comes out.
They don't all have to be white lights, you know.
Well, that's the way Mom always used to do it.
It doesn't mean it's set in stone. Nothing really is.
Touches lights.
We still talking about the lights, or we're talking about how I run the ranch?
Bites lip.
Something has to give, son. I know it's not your fault that we're in this pinch. Everyone's trying to recover from the drought, but we really need that second loan, you know?
Yeah.
I know it's tough being the bad guy, but if it's a decision between laying people off and losing everything...
No, we're not laying anyone off. I'd prefer to sell part of the land.
Pops shakes his head and raises a hand.
Okay, then. Okay. Can't hurt to... Here are Sarah's ideas.
Travis straightens.
And then you're going to have to make a tough choice. Just like you did when you moved back here.
Ah, that wasn't a tough choice. I only moved away because I wanted to try something completely different from this life.
Well, corporate law is just about as different as it gets.
Smiles and nods.
Yes, it is. But after a while, I realized I not only left home, left who I was.
They look at each other. Pops blinks.
My only regret is not coming home sooner so I could spend more time with Mom.
No, there's nothing you could have done for Mom back then.
Shakes head.
And now you're keeping her Christmas traditions alive. Well.
He looks at Travis earnestly. Travis's stares back.
Son, this ranch is running on fumes. You gotta make some changes or accept the fact that this could be the last Christmas we spend here.
Travis swallows sadly and looks around. Pops plugs in a multicolored flashing light decoration and gestures to it.
See? Sometimes changing things up makes what you already have better.
Travis raises his eyebrows and nods slowly.
The lights are a metaphor.
Oh, I get it, Dad.
Widens his eyes and grins as he nods.
And, I hear you.
He nods again more seriously.
I know you do.
They hold each other's gaze. Travis turns as a car honks. They walk through the house and out the front door. Travis rubs his hands and walks down the steps. Sarah and Chloe walk over and smile.
Morning.
Morning. Pop said it was okay if I brought Chloe because Lexi's here.
Yeah, that's fine.
Travis smiles.
She's around back with the chicken.
Do they like Christmas carols too?
They're more into a classic rock.
Chloe grins.
Have fun.
She walks off.
Look, I meant everything that I said yesterday, but I suppose I need to let you do your job.
He bounces on the balls of his feet.
I talk some sense into him.
Pops nods solemnly.
I owe you one.
Sarah and Travis smile. Pops looks back and forth between them.
Well, come on, let's go in.
Thank you.
They head up the stairs into the decorated house.
The timing's perfect. Kay just dropped off some of her candy cane cocoa.
Kay from the B&B?
Yeah, she's an old friend. She's always bringing by her home cooking from the inn.
Wow, that's really nice of her.
Oh, people in town are always coming by here at Christmas.
Kay comes over a little more often than most.
Travis tilts his head.
Have a seat. I'll get you some cocoa.
Oh, can I get that to go? I'd really like to get started. Can we go to your office and dig into the books?
Easy there. You don't just walk through someone's front door and get straight to business. You're on Montana time.
Shakes finger.
What does that mean?
Well, that means here we don't rush things, especially Christmas. We take our time to sit, chat, and eat cookies and drink candy cane cocoa. Then we start. Thank you.
Oh, is that a snowman-shaped marshmallow?
Yeah, Kay makes them special for the bonfire. And she gives me any extras, of course.
So do you sell the cocoa at the bonfire?
Shrugs.
Of course not. They're friends. Oh, and she dropped by some sausage rolls. Mm. Or have you already tried them at the inn?
She hesitates.
Actually, I'm a vegetarian.
Oh, well, we won't hold that against you.
Pops grins.
I'll go see if the girls want some cocoa.
I'm really glad that Chloe's found a friend. It's not easy being an only child, especially when it's just the two of us now.
Not bad.
How about you? Any kids?
Always wanted to. Yeah, Christmas with my parents was probably the best time of my life, but sometimes things don't work out the way that you planned.
Frowns.
Yeah, Chloe and I know that firsthand.
They lock gazes. She looks away.
The other thing I know is that we have a lot of work to do.
Wow, that was a terrible segue.
Wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But seriously, I'd like to start by digging into last year's cash flow.
Raises eyebrows.
Have you finished your cocoa?
No.
Looks down.
You know the rules.
You're not going to make this easy, are you?
Nothing worth doing ever is.
Fine.
She tilts her head and they both drink cocoa. She chugs hers in one gulp. He watches her with wide eyes.
Ready?
He slowly shakes his head and smiles.
I reckon I am.
All right, let's get started.
This way.
He gestures to the side. Horses walk in the snow in a large field. The barn is decorated with evergreens, red ribbons, lights, and white snowflakes. Travis leads her to the barn.
Is this your office?
No, this is a barn. I just wanted to give you a little tour before you bear yourself in the numbers. The ranch is about a lot more than just what's on paper.
He slides open a large door.
This is beautiful. How old is it?
About 150 years.
So what do you do with it at Christmas?
We host the annual Christmas potluck. And until then, it's usually storage.
Oh, I hate to tell you this, but you've been robbed.
Well, we haven't set it up yet. We have 8 days until Christmas Eve. And by then, this entire barn is going to be a Christmas wonderland. Everybody pitches in to set up the tables and the centerpieces and even a stage for musicians.
Looks up.
That sounds expensive. So what's the overhead on this dinner?
She takes notes.
Zero. Everybody pitches in.
She looks to the side.
Have you ever considered renting this place out for weddings or special events?
Frowns.
Not what this place is for.
Could be.
He pulls aside a curtain to reveal a pile of Christmas decorations.
Wow.
Right? My mom collected these over all the years our family hosted the Christmas potluck. When she passed, I promised her that I would keep it going. I do hope this isn't the last one.
I've already thought of a couple of ways to cut costs.
She nods.
Well, if those ways involve our Christmas traditions, you can forget it.
Shakes head.
I would never ask anyone to give up Christmas.
They stare at each other.
Isn't that what you're doing?
I'm doing my job, and I'm gonna need your help.
He looks down.
And you'll get it.
He nods at her. She nods back.
Right after I do my job.
He raises his arms and turns back to the pile of red, gold, and white decorations. Inside the barn, Sarah sits on a table while Travis decorates.
Are you going all the way up there?
Unless you want to.
Maybe you could have one of the ranch hands do it and we could go back to your office.
Oh, they're out getting feed or moving the cattle, making sure the pipes are flowing.
She takes notes.
What are you writing down?
Looks up.
Oh, this is just valuable information about your day-to-day operations.
Well, outside of Christmas, on any given day, I'd be working right alongside him.
Okay.
She nods.
Write that down.
He points.
That's important. That's like cowboy's work ethic. Like, you wouldn't ask anyone to do anything you wouldn't do yourself.
Got it.
She writes a note, then looks up and smiles.
What?
This seems like a waste of perfectly nice garland to put it all the way up in the rafters.
Oh. Well, what do you suggest?
She shrugs.
Well, a few years ago, we did this zigzag with garland to look like a Christmas tree all the way up the wall. We threaded in some lights and we put a star on top. It was really beautiful.
Folds her hands.
Okay. That sounds interesting. You have any pictures?
I know that's going back a while. We've tried to keep Christmas pretty low key since my husband passed away.
She grimaces. He blinks.
Oh. I didn't know. Sorry, how long ago was it?
4 years.
She squints.
Sometimes it feels like a lifetime, and sometimes it seems like just yesterday.
She looks down, then up at him. He shifts.
If this is too hard, we can go back to the office and do what you need to get done.
No, I'm okay.
She nods.
Let's do that tree.
She smiles. He nods.
Okay. Right. Garland.
Actually. This would be perfect.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not going to take any time at all. Oh, my gosh.
Big star.
Hey, what do you think about this?
That's a great bow.
You could do, like, you know, on your back.
I'm excited about just getting going.
I think you're low-key about it.
Fired up.
Okay, good.
The big gold star sits at the top of a garland Christmas tree outline. She stumbles off the ladder.
Whoa. I'm fine.
I can see that.
And you will be, too.
Thank you. I mean, this ranch means the world to my family and me.
I can see that.
They look at the tree.
Okay. You should do honors. Here you go.
Okay.
He hands her a switch. She lights up the tree.
You're right. It looks amazing. Thank you.
You're welcome. And now there's plenty of time to go over your expenses.
Ah. Oh, wow. You jump back to work mode so fast, it gives me whiplash.
They smile at each other. She looks back at the tree, but his gaze lingers on her as his smile fades. He looks up at the tree. They walk out of the barn. Small snowflakes fall slowly.
It's been a long time since I saw snowfall.
When was the last time it snowed in Los Angeles?
20 years ago. Snowed just enough to make everything white for about an hour.
Tilts his head.
Hopefully this will stick around a little longer.
He closes the sliding door and walks back to her.
Let's go.
In the house, Chloe holds a curtain back and stares out at the snow. Travis and Sarah enter and brush off their sleeves.
Hey.
Sarah smiles.
First time seeing snow, huh?
Chloe sits.
Unless you count the sledding hail they made for the winter dance at school.
Shakes head.
I don't count that, no. But just wait, when the snow covers everything in sight and the Christmas lights reflect off of it, in that one quiet moment, the world is new. Perfect.
Sarah slowly blinks. Chloe turns to her.
I like Montana snow better.
She smiles.
Are those the marshmallows Pops was talking about?
Kay let me and Lexi help. And then she taught us how to knit.
Wow, you have been busy. What are you knitting?
Green yarn.
Tiny little Christmas scarf.
Holds it up.
Kay, thank you for keeping her so busy.
I think I had more fun than they did.
Kay and Pops walk in.
You two get a lot done?
Travis looks over at Sarah. She looks back. They both hesitate. He gestures to her.
I'm just getting a feel for the place.
Well, in that case, I hope you can stay for lunch in a couple hours.
Chloe turns.
Mom, can we stay?
Well, just as long as there's no talking business at the table.
Well, then we're going to have to talk about it before lunch. There's just enough time for me to go through your most recent balance sheet.
He blows the raspberry.
Oh, can I go visit the horses while you guys work?
Go ahead.
Can I go too?
Funny.
They both smile. He looks up at her and his smile softens.
Let's go.
He points to the side. They walk into a large decorated office.
Ranching is actually a lot more high-tech than most people think. With GPS, I can see where every single head of cattle is on the screen at one time.
This is not what I expected your office to look like.
One second.
He turns on a toy train.
How about now?
It runs in a circle.
Yes, that's what was missing. You know, I have never met anyone as into Christmas as you.
Making up for lost time. I think when I left the ranch, I left Christmas behind, too.
He looks down.
Where did you go?
He points to diplomas on the wall.
Law school.
You're a lawyer?
Was. Yeah, I was pretty good at it, too. But wasn't what I was looking for.
What were you looking for?
Something different. I mean, haven't you ever wanted a change just to see if that's where you were meant to be?
Not really. The reason I'm up for a promotion is because I stayed the course. I rose up through the ranks. There's something to be said for stability.
Nods.
Yes, there is, and I had that in New York, but after a few years, I just had to admit that I wasn't happy.
Looks around.
I missed every single thing about this place, especially at Christmas.
You missed Christmas in New York City, the most Christmassy place in the world?
It wasn't home.
Smiles and shakes head.
Sometimes home is the hardest place to be at Christmas.
She frowns and keeps her arms crossed in front of her.
Well, in that case, I hope that someday you can bring Christmas home again.
She quickly sighs and looks down, then back at him.
I'll show you the balance sheet.
The ranch roof is dusted with snow. They all sit at a table.
Okay, anything on a green plate is vegetarian.
That is so thoughtful. Thank you.
Oh, thank Kate. She put it together. Amazing in the kitchen, this one.
Yeah, when Kay's not around, things aren't quite as gourmet.
Tilts head.
I don't know why I picture ranchers eating beans out of a tin pot.
What? That is a cliche from a bad movie.
Son, remind me what we had for supper last night.
Travis purses his lips and hunkers down.
Beans.
Sarah tilts her head and nods.
Straight out of the pot.
They all smile and pass plates around. The table's centerpiece is Christmassy.
Well, you picture ranchers eating beans. I picture people from L.A. eating kale, like all the time.
Well, I guess we both have certain misconceptions.
Mom, you had kale chips on the plane.
Shh. Travis claps.
So, Chloe, what do you think of the ranch so far?
It's pretty cool.
She nods.
Trust me, this is high praise.
He points.
You are here at the best time of the year. Some of the fondest memories of my life are from Christmas on this ranch.
Me too, Dad.
Travis nods.
In fact, I get just as excited for Christmas now as I did when I was a kid.
When I was a kid, I loved that moment of seeing the Christmas tree all lit up Christmas Eve, right before Santa came. And I just wished that feeling could last forever.
Travis grins.
I know exactly how you feel.
They smile at each other. Kay passes Sarah a dish.
What about you, Chloe? What's your favorite Christmas memory?
Chloe's smile fades and she looks down.
Just spending time with family.
She looks at Sarah. Sarah smiles.
That's my favorite part, too.
Chloe smiles at Pops.
My absolutely favorite thing about Christmas is actually happening tonight. It's the Carson Ranch Christmas bonfire, sort of a gigantic camp out with family and friends, and it's just joyful. I hope you and Chloe will join us.
You better save them front row seats in front of the fire. It's going to be in the low 20s tonight.
Oh, yeah. That's right. You guys aren't equipped for this.
They look down at their clothes.
So, Chloe, I don't think we have much choice. Either we stay indoors while I finish my work and we fly back to L.A., or we go into town and we get ourselves some new coats.
Chloe slowly grins.
I vote coats.
Well, the snow's coming down pretty hard. If you want, I can give you a lift into town.
Sarah frowns.
Oh, you don't need to do that.
He smiles.
Have you ever driven in the snow?
He frowns.
We barely drive in the rain.
Chloe leans in and nods. Sarah's jaw drops. Travis straightens up. Travis, Sarah, and Chloe go outside in the snow and hurry to the car. Travis gets in the driver's seat. people walk through the market in the snow. Chloe holds a puffy light blue coat. Sarah wears a baggy red coat. Travis brings her a puffy pink coat.
I don't know about this coat.
Here, try this one.
Ooh. How does anyone move around in these?
You figure it out.
Sarah flips her hair.
I'm never taking it off.
Excellent.
Actually, I like it. Feels like I'm wrapped in 1,000 fuzzy blankets.
We'll take these.
The clerk nods. Travis watches Sarah zip up Chloe's coat.
So, back to the ranch?
No, we have one more errand to run. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
You can't possibly know all these people.
Oh, I don't. Don't know that guy. Oh, no, wait, I do. Merry Christmas, Stan.
He smiles and waves.
All right, load up. You know what they say, cold hands, cold head.
Cold heart?
Scarves and hats.
No, just put it on or you'll be super cold.
Hands him a scarf.
Here you go. Merry Christmas.
Oh, that's a hard pass.
You can't say no. It's a gift.
Takes it.
Then thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, you're killing me.
Tree hat.
I think it's awesome.
Thank you very much. Oh, look what I found.
No way.
Turn around is fair play.
Tree hat.
Adorable.
It's awesome.
Thank you.
What about me?
Oh. Take this guy.
Oh, thank you.
Top hat.
Oh, I actually look cute.
You do.
Fluff's hair.
That's disappointing. Oh, that's horrifying.
Truly.
It's the worst.
Holds mirror.
Oh, I actually really like these, though. Oh, can I get them?
Yeah, we can get these.
Some mittens.
Thank you.
Sweet.
Hat and scarf.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sarah scowls and walks quickly.
Slow down. She always walks so fast.
Yep. There's nothing she hates more than a stroll.
Not when there's so much to do. I've been researching regenerative soil techniques, modernization, and there's just a lot to think about.
You really do care, huh?
I told you I did.
Oh, we've one more thing to get.
Boots?
Points at her feet.
Boots?
Boots.
Sarah spreads her arms. The ranch house all lit up at night. Kay picks up a tray of marshmallow candy snowmen.
Let's pass these around.
She and Pops carry the tray around to guests.
Oh, hey, Chloe. This is my mom and dad.
Hey, Chloe.
Hi, it's great to meet you.
Yeah, you too.
Let's go roast these. Have fun.
They roast marshmallows.
You know you can make a lot of extra income by selling this, right?
That's not what Christmas is about. I'm not going to take money from my friends.
He smiles. Sarah nods.
I get it.
What?
Why, this is your favorite thing. Everybody's just out celebrating. Nobody's rushing. Nobody's stressed. It's like everyone pressed pause for the night.
Purses his lips.
You could do it, too.
Oh, I can't seem to get out of fast forward.
Give it time. You'll figure it out.
I don't think we'll be here long enough.
Chloe walks up.
Hi. Well, it's almost time for Christmas Carol, so what is your favorite?
I don't know. We did Jingle Bells with the horse, so maybe Deck the Halls? Mm.
Done. That would have been my pick.
He smiles.
Travis. Hey! Oh, hey, Sarah and Chloe Bradley. This is my good friend, Steven. He runs the best restaurant in Big Fork.
Pleasure, man.
Sarah is the financial advisor from California.
Oh. Well, I could have guessed you weren't from around here.
How?
He pulls the tag off of her coat.
New duds?
Travis, I can't believe you let me walk around with that tag.
No, I didn't notice. I swear, I promise.
Do you want to go see the marshmallows I roasted?
I would love to. Nice to meet you.
Likewise.
Steven watches Travis watch Sarah walk to the fire. He smiles.
I haven't seen that look in your eyes since you moved back from NYC.
Oh, stop.
I'm just saying. It's nice to see.
He pats him on the shoulder. Travis sighs, then hurries over to the fire. He rubs his hands and sits down next to Sarah. She smiles at him.
This is perfect.
He nods.
It sure is.
Deck the halls with bells of holly. Fa la 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 la. Tis the season to be jolly. Fa la la.
Sarah glances at Travis and smiles. He smiles back. She looks down. Everyone gathers around the fire with cocoa and marshmallows. They hug and laugh and smile. Travis and Sarah smile softly at each other, then she turns away and shrugs. The inn lit up with Christmas lights at night. Sarah works on a laptop and picks up a printed bar chart. She frowns at it, then looks up as Kay walks over and sits next to her at the table. Kay folds her hands and rests her forearms on the table.
Everything okay?
I'm just frustrated. I thought once I got here, a solution for the ranch would just come to me. It usually does.
Kay tilts her head.
Well, your first problem is there's nothing quick, Big Fork.
Sarah smiles.
And the second is you should be at the ranch for your inspiration, not here.
Kay nods to the second floor.
Now go, get some sleep. I'll drive you out in the morning.
That's so nice. Thank you.
Think nothing of it.
Kay shrugs. Sarah smiles and closes her laptop. A car drives up to the ranch house and tastes no.
Good morning.
Hey, Pops.
Chloe smiles.
So how are you fixed for eggnog?
Running a little low. Any chance you could find some time to whip up another batch?
Well, I can make time.
Hey, Lexi.
Hey, Chloe. I like your boots.
Thank you. They're new.
Lifts her leg.
How would you girls like to help me with the eggnog?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay, first though, we need some eggs.
Lexi spins around.
Where are you going? Kitchen's that way.
Yeah, but the eggs are back there.
Her jaw drops.
Oh, I don't think I can do that.
You were great with the horses. Your chickens are even easier. Come on.
Have fun.
Chloe widens her eyes. Sarah pats her on the shoulder.
I'm just going to have a look around the ranch.
Sarah walks up to a wooden fence with chicken wire. Several cows huddle behind it. She writes in her notebook. She closes her notebook and walks down a snowy path among evergreen trees. She passes two young people with hockey sticks and skates over their shoulders. She watches them go. She frowns, then blinks and looks around thoughtfully as she continues to walk down the path. She enters the stables and slowly walks up to a horse. She pets its nose. She enters the barn. Travis and JT unpack holiday dishes.
Wow, this place is coming along.
Yeah, only 4 days till Christmas Eve.
Girls run in.
Come on.
Hey, snowball fights outside only and no sneak attacks.
Sorry, Dad. Come on, guys.
Hey.
Sorry about that, man. Kids are on break. Oh, JT Ryan, head ranch hand.
Sarah Bradley, nice to meet you.
I better go give Teddy some backup.
He leaves.
Would you do me a favor and help me unbox these plates?
Sure. It's amazing to see the whole town enjoying your ranch.
That's what Christmas is all about.
She nods.
I can see that.
They wipe off the plates.
These are beautiful.
Thank you. Some of them are my mom's, passed down from 3 generations before that.
I bet she'd be proud to know that you're keeping up the tradition.
Yeah. You know, that's what I missed when I was in New York. It's the things that make Christmas personal are the things you look forward to the most, you know?
Looks down.
For me and Chloe, Christmas just became something to get through instead of something to celebrate.
Have you ever spoken to her about how things used to be?
I've tried.
She smiles tightly.
Just gets her upset.
I'm sorry. That's none of my business. I just know how healing it was for me to keep my mother's traditions alive. Especially not being able to get back when she was sick and... And everything happened so quickly, I wasn't ready.
He swallows.
I don't think anybody is. Your whole life changes in an instant.
They nod.
That's true. And the way my parents loved each other, I mean, that's how I pictured Christmas was going to be with my family.
I think you'll be a wonderful father someday. You connect so easily to kids.
He stares.
Thank you.
She nods and looks down, then up at him. He raises his eyebrows.
And Chloe makes it easy. She's a great kid.
She has lighter hair. More connected.
That's what's great about life here, is connecting with people. You know, sitting together, talking. We take the time and enjoy the journey as much as the destination.
And I'm always too busy finding my fastest way to the destination.
You are working hard to provide a great life for Chloe, and you're doing a great job.
She nods.
There's nothing more important to me. She needs to know we're going to be okay.
She's lucky to have a mom like you.
They hold each other's gazes until JT walks back into the barn.
Oh.
Teddy turned on me.
He's covered in snow.
I'll be back after the crew and I feed the stock. Let me know if you need anything.
Will do.
Sarah smiles.
He's nice.
Yeah, he's like a brother to me. His dad worked here too, back in the day.
A lot of our ranch hands are second, even third generation.
I can see why Peter's recommendations weren't going to work.
I'm glad you understand.
They lock gazes.
I do.
She smiles and nods. Travis picks up a towel and they continue to wipe the plates. They leave the barn together into a yard with wood benches and bales of hay.
Oh, must be time to go.
Where?
Back to the house. First rule of ranch life. Never ignore the chow bell.
He rubs his hands. She looks at him and follows him back to the house. Kay pours eggnog.
Hey, you heard the bell. What's cooking?
Presenting Chloe and Lexi's secret...
Super secret?
Super secret recipe eggnog.
There you go.
She pours for them.
Thank you.
Chloe smiles.
Thank you.
Oh, look, I put a cinnamon stick in like Dad used to.
You remember that?
Sarah tilts her head.
I remember everything.
Sarah blinks and smiles.
Oh, excuse me. Here.
Sure. I get some.
Fair enough.
Sarah leaves to answer her phone. Kay and Pop's toast.
I know, Peter, but it's different once you see it in person. There are a lot of moving parts to consider.
Well, if he can't come up with an alternate solution, you need to help him do what he has to do.
She frowns.
Did you send me here to try to talk him into laying people off?
Well, of course not. I sent you there because we're trying to help one of our oldest clients hang on to his legacy. But you've only got 3 days left, Sarah.
At some point, you're going to have to tell him the same thing I did.
Travis behind her.
Still have time. Bye.
Is everything okay?
She whirls.
It will be. I know there's a lot riding on all of this for everyone.
He frowns slightly.
Well, we appreciate you trying to find a different way to make the loan happen.
Yeah, I'm doing my best. It would be a lot easier if I didn't care so much.
He tilts his head back and looks into her eyes.
About the ranch and your family and the traditions. I didn't expect that.
He tilts his head.
I didn't expect that either.
He swallows. They lock gazes.
I have an idea.
What?
Nothing clears the head like a long ride. And at Christmas time, it's even better. You ever been on a horse?
Does sitting on a pony, walking around in a circle when you're five count?
No, it doesn't. But don't worry, we'll find the right horse for you. It's always good to match a rider's personality with a horse. Sarah, this is Liberty. Smart as a whip, fiercely loyal, and has a heart of gold.
He leads her to a dark brown horse. He smiles at her. She looks at Liberty and smiles. She pets Liberty's nose.
Hello.
Sarah wears a riding helmet.
Do I really have to wear this thing?
Yes, safety first. Now, come on, I'll leg you up.
You'll what me up?
You use my hands as a stool, I give you a boost, and you throw your other leg over the back of the horse.
Laces his fingers.
Don't worry about it, I'll be right here.
Okay.
It's okay.
Okay.
All right?
She puts her foot in his hands and grabs the saddle.
Yeah.
He lifts, but she backs down.
No, wait. Okay.
I'm right here.
All right.
You want to try that again?
Yeah, I don't give up so easily.
Okay.
Okay.
Ready?
She grabs the saddle. He lifts and she swings her leg.
Perfect.
I did it.
Great job.
Okay.
Great job.
Whoa.
You squeeze your legs together a little. To her, that means go.
Okay.
Now you just use the reins. Right, left. It's like driving a car.
All right. Oh, yeah. I got this. I got it.
You're doing great.
She rides Liberty. Travis mounts Rustler and holds the reins in one hand. They ride on a path through the snow around evergreens at the base of tall, jagged snow mountains. Sarah rides up next to him and smiles at him. Her horse begins to walk again.
This is great.
You're a natural.
Oh, I didn't say go. I didn't do the leg thingy.
Don't worry, you're headed in the right direction. I got your back.
They ride further down the path. Snow piles high on the banks of a small pond. Trees with bare branches mix with evergreens. They walk the horses back to the barn.
That was amazing.
It was fun, right?
Yeah.
You're a natural.
Thank you.
Thanks, Liz.
A man takes the reins from Sarah. Chloe walks up.
Mom, I've been taking photos. You know how to ride a horse?
It was more like walking, but I suppose, yes. Do you want to learn how?
So we can go riding together someday?
I would love that.
Sarah tilts her head. Chloe shifts on her feet.
Hey, Neil. Hey, kids. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. And thanks again.
Our pleasure.
A man and two kids drag a cut-down Christmas tree past them.
Oh, that's the Hayes family. They get their tree from us every year.
Sarah frowns at him.
I'll see you guys at the house.
See you, sweetie. You didn't mention you were running a Christmas tree lot.
Well, we aren't. But I invite people to get the trees from us every year.
And you don't charge for that?
Well, no, that'd be like me charging you for riding lessons.
He leans back and smiles.
I mean, it's not a huge income stream, but every little bit helps.
Well, tell you what, if you come up with us to get our tree tonight, I will charge you for the honor.
You're joking, but you're actually onto something.
Am I?
Tilts his head.
So why do you wait so long to cut down your tree?
Well, my dad couldn't take any time off work until a couple days before Christmas, so we'd save up all the decorating until then, and I guess it just became a tradition.
Seems like everything around here becomes a tradition.
Wow, when you find something special, you try to keep it around.
They lock gazes. Sarah smiles slightly, sighs, and turns away. At night, they look at trees in the snow.
Whoa, it's beautiful out here.
I mean, it's like a snow globe come to life. It's like what everyone thinks Christmas should look like.
Merry Christmas.
People drag trees.
How can you do this every year without losing all your trees?
Well, we plant two for every one that someone takes. I mean, that's what ranching is. It's cyclical. Everything has a time and a place, and everything we do now matters for the future.
Come on, come on. Less talking, more looking.
Pops gestures them to look at trees. Chloe brushes the snow off the branches of one. Sarah points out trees to Travis.
How about that one?
It's a good Charlie Brown Christmas tree.
Or how about that one?
We'll find one for you.
Chloe takes a close look at a tree.
This is the one.
That's a great one. You've got a good eye.
Hand Sarah saw.
There you go.
She looks at him.
You want me to do it?
It's all a part in the Christmas in Montana experience, yeah.
Gingerly takes saw.
I suppose it is. Okay.
Come on, Mom.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Just watch out, sweetie.
Chloe backs up.
I'll get the bottom branches first.
All right.
Sarah bends down to saw the tree with a red hand saw.
Okay. Okay, let her go.
3, 2, 1.
Get her!
All right. Let's get her home.
Okay.
All right. Nice cut.
You just did that.
I know.
Yeah.
I just did that. Oh, should we help you?
Sure.
Okay. Come on.
Grab it. Let's go.
It's heavier than I thought.
Oh, yeah, it totally is.
You're doing great.
Oh, my gosh. That's really heavy.
The tree decorated indoors.
Yeah, why don't you put that one right there? I think that'll look nice.
Chloe hangs an ornament with Kay.
Every member of the family going back generations has a ornament with their name on it. And they all go on the tree.
Pops holds an ornament.
Including friends who become family.
He gives it to Kay. She tilts her head and smiles.
I have the perfect place for it.
He pulls her around to the other side of the tree.
Thank you.
It's a beautiful tradition.
And now... you're a part of it, too.
Holds up two ornaments.
Thank you.
Chloe grins.
Around here, when people help each other, they become family. We know you're doing everything you can to help us.
Well, you've helped us, too. More than you know.
Sarah and Travis lock gazes and smile.
I wish Dad could see this.
He can.
Chloe looks at Sarah solemnly. Sarah smiles. They hang their ornaments on the tree. Sarah turns to Travis with a smile and he smiles back.
Wow, so pretty.
They continue to decorate the tree. Sarah sits on a deck chair. Travis comes out with two mugs. He hands her one and sits.
Here you go.
Thank you.
She watches him sit. He looks up at the sky for a moment, then turns to her.
It's freezing out here. Do you want to go inside?
I actually like the cold. It helps me think. Who knew?
He purses his lips.
I did, of course.
He grimaces and takes a drink. She smiles and shakes her head.
This place is incredible. I've never seen Christmas brought to life like this.
She shrugs.
I'd like to think it's all about who you experience it with.
He nods at her.
Well, I'm glad it's with you. And your family, of course.
Of course.
They smile softly at each other. He looks up at the sky, and she follows his gaze. Shooting stars streak by.
Did you pay someone to do that?
Her eyes widen.
It's the Ursid's meteor shower. It's peaking tonight. I thought it was going to be cloudy, but it's clear as can be.
It's amazing.
They watch the skies.
Do you think Chloe'd like to see this?
She smiles.
I'll go get her.
She sets down her mug and stands up. She hurries back into the house. Travis stands up and puts his hands in his pockets as he watches the sky. Sarah and Chloe come out and stand beside him. They all look up into the sky.
I have never seen a meteor shower before.
All the city lights get in the way.
That and I was never patient enough.
Shooting stars streak by one after another. Chloe points.
Oh, there's a big one right there. Make a wish.
Chloe grins and glances at Sarah. She smiles and hugs Chloe as they watch the sky. Chloe leans her head on Sarah's shoulder. Sarah looks at Travis. He looks over at her. He smiles warmly at her, shakes his head slightly, and looks back up at the sky. The ranch house lit up at night. Sarah and Travis walk down a decorated hall to the decorated main room. Pops sits in an armchair in the corner.
Hey, thanks for doing the dishes, guys.
It's literally the least I can do after such a wonderful day.
Travis sits heavily.
Aw, look at her.
Chloe sleeps on a sofa.
After Kay left, she put her head down and fell asleep in like 10 seconds.
I love how tired she is at the end of the day on the ranch. And she's never seemed happier.
That's funny. That's what she said about you.
Pop stands up.
Hey, Chloe.
Sarah walks over.
Are you ready to go back to the inn?
Chloe cracks her eyes and frowns.
No.
She turns her head.
I think she's down for the count.
Yeah. So just stay. You can take the extra cash. We got plenty of blankets.
Pops puts a blanket on Chloe.
And in the morning, we're going to have a big breakfast.
And then,
you can get to work. Okay. Now we'll beat you to it that time.
They grin at each other. Sarah crosses her arms and rocks back and forth as she smiles. She kisses Chloe on the forehead. She straightens and tucks her hair behind her ear. She smiles and pats Chloe on the back. She lays down on another sofa and pulls a blanket over her lap. Travis walks over with a mug and another blanket. She looks up at him.
You have everything you need?
I think so.
Okay, well, just in case.
He puts the mug on the coffee table, kneels and tucks the second blanket on her.
Gets cold.
Thank you.
He leans his arm on the sofa armrest and they look into each other's eyes. He slowly leans forward and kisses her on the cheek. She closes her eyes. He ducks his head and stands. Sarah looks down as he walks away. She snuggles into the blankets and lays on the sofa. The sun rises against the mountains behind the ranch house and tints them pink. Kay walks into the dining room with a plate and basket of food.
I was hoping you were going to be here this morning.
Oh, you can't have breakfast without my famous cinnamon rolls now, can you?
No, we cannot.
She sets a basket of rolls in front of Pops.
Okay, let's dig in.
Hey!
Slaps.
What? They're delicious.
Takes two.
Well, don't tell anyone they're from a can.
What?
Looks up.
No way.
Everyone stares at Kay. She tugs on her short hair.
Okay, they're homemade. I just didn't want your dad to overdo it.
Hey, I'll skip lunch.
He takes a third. Travis turns to Sarah.
So did you sleep okay?
She smiles at him.
Better than I have in a long time.
You know, as long as the Carson owns this ranch, you have an invitation to breakfast anytime.
I better get back to the B&B soon so I can make sure Carson does own this ranch now and in the future.
But can we at least stop at the Christmas market on the way back?
She sighs and nods.
Yeah, sure.
Chloe smiles and eats. Sarah smiles and drinks from her mug. Travis frowns slightly and looks down at his food. People mill about the market. Sarah and Chloe wander around in their new coats, hats, scarves, and boots. Kids run all around.
Thanks for taking me, Mom. I wanted to pick up some more yarn for my scarf.
A counter piled with yarn.
That's a lot of yarn.
Cream.
I really like this color, but it's cashmere, so it's really expensive.
I got you.
Actually?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Chloe grins.
Here you go.
Sarah hands over her card.
That scarf is going to be beautiful.
Thank you. Do you want me to teach you how to make one?
They sit on a bench. Sarah stares.
I mean, I know you have to work, so.
I will. After you teach me to knit.
She smiles.
Okay. So this is the 8th row on my Christmas scarf. And basically, all you have to do is take that and then take it off.
Hands needles to Sarah.
Here, you try it.
Okay.
Well, do you want me to help you?
Yes, please.
Okay, so put the needle through the loop.
Mm-hmm.
Grab the yarn.
Yeah.
Pull it through.
Yeah.
Find your stitch. Slide it off.
Knits one.
Yeah. You just did one stitch.
I'm exhausted.
Chloe grins. She shifts and her smile fades. She glances at Sarah and away.
Mom?
Sarah does not look up.
This is the best Christmas we've had since Dad died.
She looks up.
I think so too.
Chloe frowns.
And do we really have to leave on the 23rd?
I mean, that's the deadline. After that, my work is done.
Chloe sighs.
Well, can't we just stay for Christmas?
Sarah sighs and looks down. Her shoulders slump.
Sweetie, we can't invite ourselves to someone else's Christmas, no matter how much we want to be there.
Chloe slowly sighs.
And if my recommendation is the same as Peter's, I doubt I'll be welcome anyway.
Sarah nods sadly.
Right.
Chloe smiles tightly.
Okay, show me one more time.
Okay.
So, through.
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
There it is.
Mm-hmm. And then let go.
Let go?
Yep. Just pull it like that.
Oh, slide it.
Yeah.
You said let go.
Okay, well, slide.
I let go. I just drop it.
The barn house lit up at night. Travis sits at his desk in dim lighting. He holds a stack of papers in one hand and types with the other. He checks his screen and his smile fades. He frowns down at the papers. He looks at the screen sadly. He drops the papers and his shoulders slump. He looks down. He caps his pen and purses his lips as he looks at the computer screen again. He nods. The inn lit up at night. Chloe lies on the bed and eats fruitcake while Sarah works.
Good night, snack.
Chloe looks over.
Today's fruitcake. Can't get enough of this stuff.
Well, no one can say that you haven't embraced the Christmas spirit here.
You have too.
Sarah looks over.
You know, as a matter of fact, I have.
She raises a finger and smiles. She gets up and gives Chloe a bag.
Mm-hmm.
She pulls out red pajamas.
Where did you get those?
In the market. I figured one in Montana.
Chloe takes them.
I love them. Thank you, Mom.
Sarah twirls around. She answers her phone.
Hi, Peter.
Apologies for the late call. I'm just concerned.
Oh, don't worry. You will have the report first thing tomorrow.
Actually, I'm more concerned about your methodology.
What do you mean?
Well, you know my granddaughter follows your daughter on social media, right?
Shrugs.
Katie... Sure, yeah, they've been friendly since the company picnic.
She frowns.
I still am not following.
Well, Katie and I went out to dinner tonight, and she showed me Chloe's feed.
He frowns.
Now, don't get me wrong. I'm glad you're having fun. But I don't know what to think when I see pictures of you
decorating a Christmas tree, on a horse, singing Christmas carols by a bonfire.
She looks down.
I was just doing what you're always talking about, putting people before profits.
Well, yes, that is what we try to do. But in the end, the Carsons are still going to have to prove they can afford this loan. I'm looking at these pictures, and I'm wondering whether they're running a cattle business or a Christmas business.
Sarah's gaze shoots up. She blinks and her jaw drops.
Peter, what is the last possible minute I can send in my report?
We'll need time to review it upstairs, Sarah. Noon tomorrow, that's the best I can do.
That's all I need.
She hangs up and stares at Chloe.
What happened?
You know how much it bugs me when you post pictures of absolutely everything we do.
Chloe frowns.
Mm-hmm.
Your doing that might have just saved this ranch.
What? How?
I'll explain later, but right now you need to get some sleep and I need to get to work.
Chloe sits up and smiles. Sarah raises her hands over her laptop.
Okay.
The inn at dawn. Sarah straightens up at the desk and rolls her shoulders. She picks up her mug and shuts her laptop. She walks over to Chloe, asleep in a bed in her new red flannel pajamas. She looks down at Chloe. She leaves the room. Chloe remains asleep. Kay walks into the kitchen as Sarah works at the table with orange juice and pastries.
I think you single-handedly drank all the coffee I had in the entire inn.
I'm sorry. I just have to keep going.
I think I found the solution for the ranch.
Jaw drops.
That's wonderful news.
Well, I still have to convince Travis and the bank to agree to my proposal.
Kay twiddles her thumbs.
May I see?
She raises her eyebrows. Sarah hands her laptop to her. It has a spreadsheet open. Kay rests her chin on one fist and reads it. Sarah smiles and looks up at her. Kay shakes her head and raises her eyebrows.
I can't believe nobody's thought of doing this before.
Sometimes it takes an outsider to see things from a different angle.
Smiles.
You're no outsider now. In fact, I'd say that you're closer to Travis Carson than anyone since he brought that fiance back from New York.
He was engaged?
Well, only until the young lady realized she wasn't marrying a lawyer, she was marrying a rancher.
Kay dips her chin.
He hasn't been with anyone since.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I would have thought he was Big Fork's most eligible bachelor.
Everyone here knew his heart was closed.
Kay nods.
Until now.
She smiles and tilts her head at Sarah.
I better go wake Chloe up and get over there. I can't wait to show this to Travis.
Kay grins at her as Sarah closes her laptop and gets up. Kay bites her bottom lip and looks around with a smile. Pops frowns and holds a paper in the barn with Travis.
Well, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this.
Well, unless Sarah has some other recommendations, this is the only answer.
Are you sure?
No. And I hate to lose part of our land, but it's better than losing the people we love.
He puts his hands in his pockets. Sarah rushes in.
I need to talk to you.
Pops shifts.
I'll leave you too, Sarah.
Tips his hat.
Please, let me go first.
He folds his hands in front of him.
I'm going to sell 2,000 acres.
What? But that's 10% of your property.
I know, but this way, we won't need the loan at all.
Maybe not this year, but what about the future? What if there's another drought?
Well, this is what we have to do now.
But if you listen to what I have to say, you might never have to.
She smiles.
Okay, what are you talking about?
He frowns.
It finally hit me. This was never going to work if we focus on cutting costs. It's about adding profitability, year in and year out, by monetizing everything you're already doing for Christmas.
We already talked about this. That is not what this ranch is about. I'm not going to charge my family and friends.
No, you don't need to. This is about the people who would travel here to find that classic, old-fashioned Christmas they're longing for.
She smiles.
Just look at the proposal, okay? Let me show it to you.
She carries her laptop to the table. The barn interior is all decorated and the table is set with the old plates, candles, and wine glasses. They sit and she opens her laptop. A video player opens to their ranch. Text, Christmas at Carson Ranch. Merry Christmas. Pictures of fun at the ranch go by. Travis frowns and leans forward. Text, friends, family, tradition. Join us for Christmas at Carson Ranch.
So what do you think?
He frowns.
And you're sure there's a market for this?
I was up all night doing the research. There are already a few ranches upstate doing this.
She nods. He tilts his head.
And look at what they charge per week.
Raises eyebrows.
Wow.
Now you see why I got so excited about the idea.
She turns to him. He takes a deep breath.
Well, who'd run it, though? I mean, Pops and I still have to run the ranch.
Well, you'd have to hire a manager, and that is all laid out in this budget. I also worked out a loan structure so you could get the initial funding to renovate.
He stares at her. She smiles.
Travis, Christmas at Carson Ranch is about giving people something they're missing. That connection to Christmas, to family, to themselves. I know that's what it did for me and Chloe, and we will always be grateful.
He smiles softly and swallows hard.
I'm so glad we came here.
He nods.
I am too.
They gaze at each other. She takes a deep breath.
So what do you think? Do you want to move forward?
He nods.
Definitely.
Sarah breaks into a smile. They stay together at the table. The ranch house against a snowy mountain backdrop in midday. Travis paces, Pops, Sarah and Chloe sit at the table.
Everybody ready?
For what?
We still have to decorate the gingerbread houses for the dessert table, of course.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's the right time.
It's the perfect time. I mean, we all need to do something while we're waiting, right?
Can Lexi come too?
Of course. More the merrier.
They look at Travis.
It'll help the time go faster.
He nods.
Okay.
Hey, let's get started.
He passes around trays of ingredients Kay brought in. They decorate houses.
So what do you think?
Wow, it's gonna be fantastic. I just hope it isn't the only version of the Christmas ranch we get to see.
I'm sure it's fine.
Shakes head.
It's the 23rd. I mean, that's their deadline. Shouldn't we have heard something by now?
Well, the underwriters have until the end of business today. I suppose, technically, they have as long as they want.
Wait, they can extend the deadline?
Raises eyebrows.
I guess if they can't decide by today, yes.
Sarah nods. Pops frowns.
So, we can stay for Christmas? I mean, we can't leave until we know for sure about the loan, right?
Chloe, they have their own traditions. We don't want to impose.
You think you'd impose? Part of our tradition is having people we care about here with us. Family and friends, old and new. And that's you.
Points at them.
It really wouldn't be the same without you.
Sarah looks at Travis sharply, then slowly looks around with wide eyes. Chloe nods.
In that case, there's no place we'd rather be.
Smiles.
I guess we'll postpone our flight.
Lexi and Chloe grin and put candy on their houses. Kay and Pops smile. She pats his arm. Everyone decorates their houses. The ranch house under a cloudy white sky. Finished gingerbread houses stand in a row on the table with stripes, candies, and pretzel sticks. One has a smiley face on the roof. They all sit on sofas and stare blankly. Travis paces.
Hello? Hi.
Sarah stands.
Okay.
Looks down.
Okay.
Travis watches her closely. She nods.
Okay, thank you. I'll tell them.
Travis lifts his chin and puts his hands in his pockets. He swallows. She smiles.
The Carson Christmas Ranch is officially in business.
They gasp.
Yes.
They hug.
We got the loan.
You got the loan.
We got the loan. Oh. You did it.
No, we did it.
We should celebrate.
What do you have in mind?
Well, actually, Stephen is having a little, you know, party at his restaurant, kind of a Christmas Eve tradition. Maybe we should go.
Looks at Chloe.
Chloe's welcome, too, of course. You all are.
What do you think, Chloe?
Mom, Lexi invited me to go Christmas caroling with her friends from school. Her parents are chaperoning us.
That sounds like fun.
Frowns.
So it's okay if I go?
Of course you can.
Nods.
Kay and I could drop Chloe off, and then Kay would be at the B&B to watch her when she came back. Okay?
Mm.
Okay.
Then that leaves just the two of us.
Shrugs.
I guess so.
They look at each other. Travis smiles and shifts. She walks off. He watches her go.
Well, I'm so thrilled for you, Travis.
Yeah, about the Christmas ranch?
Looks up.
Yes, but that's not what I was talking about.
His smile fades.
By the way, I'm really glad you've been coming around more often.
Oh, because of all the food that I bring?
Yes.
He nods heartily.
But that's not what I'm talking about.
Oh.
She smacks his arm and smiles. She walks off. He grins. He takes a deep breath. The inn lit up at night. Travis paces in the decorated living room and rubs his hands. He wears a nice jacket and scarf. Sarah comes down in a sleeveless green and black dress. Travis turns to her as she approaches. They both smile.
You look beautiful.
You look great too.
Shrugs and smiles.
Thank you.
But I thought you'd be wearing a bolo tie.
A bolo? No, I only wear those on days that end in never.
He puts his arm around her as they walk out. Sign, Downtown Big Fork. People mill down the street lit with decorations at night.
Big Fork really knows how to celebrate Christmas.
That's how we do things around here. Go big or go home.
I don't know how anyone leaves this place.
Oh, they do. But if they have any Montana in their soul, they always find their way back.
She looks over.
Like you did from New York?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't realize I could have had it until I left.
He looks at her.
Well, sometimes you don't know where you belong until you get there. And then it all becomes so clear.
Exactly.
They gaze at each other as they walk.
Real glad to see you two.
Leads them to a table.
Now order whatever you like. It's on the house. Thank you.
He hands them menus and smiles. They sit at a table with a white cloth and red napkins. The restaurant is decorated for Christmas. Travis watches Sarah read the menu.
Oh. It helps to be good friends with the chef.
He hands her a separate menu card.
Roasted tofu with quinoa, peaches, and fennel?
She smiles.
Wow.
Is that a good wow or like, wow?
It's a great wow.
She nods.
Thank you for doing that for me.
Well, you jumped into the Montana life with both feet.
Figure the least I could do is try a little bit of California.
She looks down and shakes her head with a smile.
What?
He frowns and leans in.
If you had asked me a month ago where I would be on Christmas Eve, my answer definitely would not have been having a candlelight vegetarian dinner with a cattle rancher from Big Fork, Montana.
Really? Because that's what my answer would have been.
He grins. She smiles up at him. They eat inside Steven's restaurant. She puts down her fork.
Oh, that was really good. Yeah, I thought I was gonna have to sneak a second supper on the way out.
He folds up his napkin. She smiles over at him.
Would you like to dance?
Her smile fades into a stare.
I would love to.
She nods.
Okay.
He stands and walks around to pull out her chair. She stands and he holds out his hand. She takes it and they walk onto the dance floor in a central area of the music where other couples dance. A live band plays on a stage with Christmas trees. Travis pulls her close and they slowly sway back and forth as they dance together. She leans her head against his shoulder and he leans his head down next to hers. They pull apart and continue to dance. He gazes down at her. She glances up and down.
Did you want to go for a stroll?
Mark it.
I'd love to.
Okay, you know the stroll means walking slowly, right?
She nods.
I'll do my best.
He grins and nods. They walk slowly down the market path.
I think this is the first time we've ever walked at the same pace.
Yeah. Congratulations, I think you're finally on Montana time.
He smiles down at her.
Have I thanked you already for saving our ranch?
Smiles.
Yes, numerous times.
Good.
They both look down as they walk side by side.
Have I thanked you for reminding me what it feels like to fall head over heels for someone?
He takes her hand.
No.
Her jaw drops and she looks down. They both look forward. She breathes deeply.
I feel the same way.
He looks at her and stops. She turns to him and blinks without smiling.
What?
He frowns. She looks away.
Maybe that's why we shouldn't stay.
Shakes her head and looks up.
Why not?
Shakes her head.
I mean, we have to leave right after Christmas. And then what happens? How does this work?
I don't know.
He shrugs.
I don't, but I'll figure it out.
No, Travis. This is your life. This is your home. I have a daughter at school in Los Angeles. I have a job. I have security. I cannot give that up. I'm sorry.
She looks at him and shakes her head. He blinks and swallows.
I understand.
She frowns, blinks, and looks down. She sucks in her lips. She shakes her head.
I better get back to Chloe.
Her eyes tear up and she strides quickly back the way they came. He stays where he is and shakes his head with a frown and pursed lips. The inn on a cloudy day. Chloe and Sarah pack with their backs to each other.
I don't want to leave. We should be going to Christmas Eve dinner tonight, not the airport.
Chloe, I know you're upset, but if we stayed, it would just make things harder.
It's already hard. Everything was better here, Mom.
Raises her eyebrows.
We were better.
Sarah straightens.
You know it, and I know it.
Sarah turns to face her.
This is how Christmas used to be.
Chloe faces Sarah.
You never talk about Dad at Christmas.
Chloe slowly looks down.
Barely talk about anything. Not until we got here.
I know, and that's my fault.
Shakes head.
I guess I thought I was protecting you. I was just trying to keep you from any more pain.
Chloe quirks one side of her mouth.
I was doing the same thing.
Sarah blinks and tilts her head.
That's the best thing about this place, wasn't it? People slow down. They talk, they share.
Like right now.
Just like right now.
Sarah smiles and nods. Chloe swallows and nods.
I still miss Dad.
I know. So do I.
Sarah raises her hands.
I have something for you. I was going to wait until Christmas, but I want you to have it now.
They sit on the bed and she hands Chloe a small box.
It's for the Christmas charm bracelet Daddy gave you when you were little. I know that you don't have it with you, but I thought maybe that you'd want to wear it again someday.
Chloe looks up at Sarah.
I have it.
She holds the charm.
I always have it. I just didn't want to wear it again.
She frowns down at the charm.
Not until right now.
Chloe smiles. Sarah blinks. They both tear up.
Thank you so much, Mom.
Sarah rubs Chloe's arm.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, sweetie. I love you.
They both smile. They hug.
I love you too.
They rock back and forth. Sarah closes her eyes and smiles. She rubs Chloe's back. Chloe cries and closes her eyes. The barn at the ranch. Pops sets a stack of plates on a side table and looks over at Travis. Travis stares down dejectedly. Pops walks over to him.
I know what you're gonna say.
And what's that?
Shrugs.
But I shouldn't have let her go. That I was too scared to ask her to stay, that I was worried that it was gonna turn out the same way it did with Elizabeth, that I made the biggest mistake in my life.
Yeah, pretty much. Thanks for saving me the trouble.
She has a career, Dad. She has a life in California. How's that gonna work?
Looks down and shakes head.
You make her know it in her heart that it's at least worth trying.
He shrugs.
And then you find a way, even if it means moving heaven and earth to do it.
Waves a hand.
Well, it's too late now.
He swallows.
Maybe not.
Pops holds up his phone.
Kay just told me they're still at the B&B.
Travis's eyes widen.
For how long?
Shrugs.
At least another 15 minutes.
What if she doesn't want to stay?
Travis blinks quickly.
What if she does?
Pops raises his eyebrows and lowers his chin.
Can you handle things here if I go?
Of course I can.
Nods.
And I'll have Kay to help.
Dad, about Kay.
I know what you're going to say.
All I'm going to say is that if I'm putting it out there, you should too.
Pops leans forward.
Deal.
Travis blows out a puff of breath. He nods and turns quickly. Pop smiles and watches him go. At the inn, Kay takes Chloe's arm as they wait in the kitchen.
Chloe, honey, let's go upstairs. Make sure you didn't forget anything.
Oh, but just for a minute. The cab's almost here.
Okay.
They go upstairs. Sarah checks her phone. Behind her, the door opens. She turns to see Travis walk in. He slowly walks over. She faces him and clasps her hands in front of her.
Hi.
Hi.
He walks up to her and sniffs.
Is there something wrong with the paperwork for the loan?
He stares at her.
No.
He smiles.
No, nothing's wrong with the paperwork.
She nods.
Okay.
She looks down and takes a breath.
But there's everything wrong with you leaving.
He holds her gaze.
Travis, we talked about this. The longer we stay, the harder it will be to leave. And I know if I spend just one Christmas with you, I will never want to leave again.
Then stay.
She frowns and looks away.
For this Christmas and every Christmas after that.
Oh, there's too much to lose. I have to protect Chloe.
He frowns and dips his chin.
Well, you said she's never been happier. And that you and she have never been closer.
He raises his eyebrows.
It's true.
She tears up and nods.
So? Isn't that what she needs?
She cries and looks down.
Isn't that what everyone needs?
She bites her lip. He leans towards her.
Anyway, can't leave.
Tilts his head.
Around here, we finish what we started.
She looks up at him.
What do you mean?
Obviously, I'm gonna need your help to find someone to run the Christmas ranch.
She nods. She raises her eyebrows and shakes her head.
That could take some time.
He smiles slightly.
I have a candidate in mind.
He squints.
In fact, I can't imagine anyone running it but her.
She blinks and takes a deep breath.
I just have to convince her to take a leap of faith.
She blinks again and shakes her head.
You just did.
She smiles and steps forward.
I really don't want to leave.
Shakes her head.
I really can't imagine doing this without you.
He gazes down at her. She looks up and they back slightly away from each other as Chloe comes down the stairs. She looks at her mom and frowns.
What's going on?
Sarah looks up at Travis and smiles.
We were wondering if you'd like to stay through Christmas.
Chloe grins and engulfs Sarah in a bear hug.
Is that a yes?
I think that's a yes for both of us.
Chloe and Sarah smile at each other and then both of them hug Travis tightly. He wraps his arms around them. The ranch house and barn are lit up brightly at night as Travis, Sarah, and Chloe enter the barn.
I'm gonna go tell Lexi.
Chloe hurries over to Lexi at a table and they hug. Lexi gasps. Pops puts his arm around Kay and she hugs him. Sarah and Travis stand together.
Can't stop thinking about how close we came to missing all this.
Oh, you don't have to. You're here now.
She nods.
You're home.
She glances at him.
Does it get any more perfect than this?
He gazes at her.
Actually, yes.
He puts his arm around her shoulders. She looks up and he kisses her. They pull apart and gaze into each other's eyes. They smile and he rubs her back. They turn to look at the party with wide grins. They walk over to Pops and Kay.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Made it.
Merry Christmas, Sarah. Merry Christmas. Come on.
They all hug. Travis and Sarah put their arms around each other and they walk down the length of the holiday table.